I've recently been called away off to a work project, oftentimes meaning I'm either unable to take my guitar with me or finding little time to actually physically practice. Can be reasonably annoying, but you know, these things happen from time to time. So during these times, I've been managing to practice in a few different ways away from the guitar, so I thought I'd share some of these with you. Firstly, travel guitars. Okay, so this one isn't strictly being away from a guitar. There is an option here which allows you to tangibly practice the guitar whilst not having your usual guitar around. That is, investing in a travel guitar, such as the Yamaha Silent Guitar or the Silhouette Guitar, which Sharon Isbin sort of advertises, if you like. These guitars either fold up or disassemble in some way, allowing you to pack it down into a smaller, more portable size to travel around with, filling it in the back of the car or take as carry-on on most interstate and international flights. The sound quality of these type of guitars isn't really going to set the world alight. They're not that flash in that regard, but it does most definitely give you an option of physically playing a guitar and practicing. I have one of the Yamaha Silent Guitars myself, and it does the job reasonably well in allowing me to physically practice in a situation where I can't take my usual guitar, my Allen Ball guitar. They are an investment to a degree, although not ridiculously expensive. There are other different options for practicing away from the guitar, and they, you know, can put a different spin on things for you as well. For example, singing. Now, I'm not the greatest singer in the world, but singing out the music in your head is or you know, even out loud when there's others around, or not others around to hear you, your melodious tones, is a great way of keeping in touch with a piece, with its melody, flow, rhythm, general outline. It's also good for highlighting where you may be unsure of certain elements, perhaps melodically or rhythmically. Now, can you hear the melody line of a piece you're learning at the moment? Can you sort of sing the whole thing, or can you hear the whole thing in your head even? Are there sort of gaps in that knowledge? If so, you know, go back to the sheet music. You can take that with you pretty much wherever you go, or scan it in and look at it on your computer screen, laptop screen, iPad or whatever. Go back to the sheet music and remind yourself of the bits that are perhaps not quite lodged in the memory yet in terms of the melody line. One of the things that I do sometimes is sing the melody line of a piece whilst walking the dog or walking to a meeting or something. Actually sort of almost discovered that by, I was doing that by accident, sort of not really tuning into what was going on in my sort of inner voice, and then realising by walking a tempo that was creating a sort of metronomic beat, which my brain picked up on. Apparently it said to itself, "Oh, that's a bit like variation number 4 of the variations on the theme of Mozart. Play that," and you know, your head starts playing this little track in its head. One of the other things you can do practicing away from the guitar is visualization. Along with singing the main melody of a piece, can you also see in your mind's eye how your left hand might move, and also your right hand fingers, to create those sounds? I more often than not focus on the shapes and movements my left hand needs to make to create the music. But don't forget about your right hand movements either. You know, which strings are you touching? Is it rush stroke? Is it free stroke? Are you playing lightly? Are you playing, you know, softly, piano? Or are you playing a bit more forte? What kind of sounds are you wanting to produce? What angle of attack are you coming at the strings with? Are you playing a sweeter, rounder, more dolce sound? So playing over or nearer the fingerboard? Or are you playing a brighter, zingier sound? So playing more ponticello nearer the bridge of the guitar? It's this kind of visualization of how the hands are moving is kind of akin to what, you know, sort of athletes do when they visualize themselves crossing the finish line, or you know, making their attacking moves, rehearsing in their minds how the game or the race is going to play out for them. The same applies here. We're just sort of rehearsing in our minds how we're going to play a piece of music. Another thing you can do with regards to visualization is visualization of the score and the musical structure. Memorizing it, recalling it. So in addition to the singing and visualizing your movements, you can also try out memorizing and visualizing the written music itself. Think about the shape of the music on the page, you know, arpeggios, are there chords, what chords are they, shaping of the phrases, melody lines. Have a think about the musical structure. What key is the piece in? Where are there any modulations? What is the harmonic landscape? What are the main sort of signposts or features of that, you know, harmonic landscape? What are the main chords? What are the keynotes? What are the landing points? One big test is to see if you can actually rewrite out on stage paper the music itself. You know, have you got that really just lodged in your brain? So it's an excellent test of whether you know the piece truly, you know, inside out. So it might be a bit of a challenge initially, but if you can commit to memory, you know, a few bars and start writing that out and build it from there, you know, one bar at a time or a phrase at a time, you might find you might pick up on some more subtleties in the piece itself as well. Some of the harmonies, some of the themes, the structure of the music that you've not noticed or really thought about before. And that in turn can help give you a greater understanding of the music and help you to perform it better and commit it to memory with much more solidity and ultimately give a fantastic performance.